Gas markets across Europe saw a further surge in prices yesterday with an increase of nearly 10% as traders rushed to secure supplies ahead of the winter. Prices rose as high as €250 a megawatt hour, which according to the Financial Times is the energy equivalent of more than €390 a barrel of oil, which is three or more times the current price. The news is deepening fears that the world's largest economies could be slipping into recession. However, there's some good news as oil prices are expected to ease in the coming weeks. To get the latest on all this, we can talk to Paul Dean, energy researcher with University College Cork. A very good afternoon to you, Paul, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us on the programme. So gas prices near their highest record ever. And what's driving this continued surge in the cost of gas particularly?
Yeah, good afternoon, Brian. Yeah, unfortunately, we are seeing a deepening of the energy crisis, particularly in relation to natural gas. And, you know, it's just reflecting there. I think the last time we spoke, we were using the words unprecedented. But what we're seeing at the moment are really crazy conditions. And we're kind of struggling for new superlatives, really, to describe what's happening with international gas markets. You mentioned the prices there of almost 300 or up to €250 per megawatt hour for a natural gas. That probably means nothing to most people. But if you break it down into what it means for everyday items, for example, if that was a cup of coffee, that would be like going into your local restaurant this afternoon and paying over €30 for a cup of coffee. So it's deeply troubling. It really shows you how concerning and how radical these price movements that we're seeing at the moment. What's driving this, I suppose, is, look, there's a familiar stuff. Unfortunately, there's the unrelenting war in Ukraine, which has been translated into certainly lower volumes of gas coming into Europe. Mm-hmm. But also wrapping around this, Brian, what we're seeing is a deepening, I suppose, weather crisis in Europe. We're seeing unprecedented drought, which is impacting the ability of different types of electricity generation to replace natural gas. So, for example, in Germany, we're seeing big difficulties in getting coal into coal stations down the Rhine because of low water levels in the Rhine. We're seeing the powerhouse of Europe, for example, Norway, having a much lower capacity and ability to generate electricity because of low hydro levels in their reservoir. So all these things are increasing the demand for electricity, increasing the demand for natural gas at a time when Europe is producing a lot less natural gas.
And what about what faces us now as we head into the winter months, particularly in relation to the gas that is stored that might be available for the coming months? What is the picture there in relation to gas storage?
Yeah, so storage is very important there, Brian, because storage acts as a very important buffer between the winter months and the heaters in the heating seasons. Now, looking at storage levels this morning in Europe, we are seeing those storage levels fill very strongly. They're in a relatively healthy position at the moment. But actually, what a lot of traders are worried for at the moment is not the upcoming winter, but what happens after winter. We know that if Russian supplies, for example, which are very low at the moment, if they drop to zero, countries like Germany, for example, only have about 3 months to react. That's the level of storage that they have. So it's a very narrow buffer. So yes, we are worried very much about the upcoming winter, but trading now is starting to worry about the winter that comes after that. And that's very worrying for us in Ireland, because what it tends to do is push up the international price of natural gas. And because we generate so much of our electricity here from natural gas in Ireland, and we also use it to heat about 700,000 homes, and we do pay that international gas price. So for us in Ireland, what it means is that sustained and very high electricity prices, and also sustained and very high home heating prices, particularly for families who are using natural gas to heat their homes.
Yeah, but at the moment it's a crisis of in relation to cost rather than one in relation to supply. In this context.
Exactly, and there's two components to this. Yeah, there's a physical element and there's a price element. And what we're seeing play out at the moment very strongly, Brian, is this price element. You know, mm-hmm. the prices are gone really so high at the moment that now what we're seeing is an element of self-sanctioning kicking in, particularly across heavy industry in Europe, in the UK, is particularly where prices are just so high at the moment that a lot of industries are just stepping back and saying that they will reduce their production, reduce their manufacturing, because they don't want to pay the high prices for gas. So there is gas there at the moment, but unfortunately, it's just at a really high price.
And just a final question about oil prices, particularly, you know, what we're seeing at the pumps, because there is some softening of oil and petrol costs, isn't there?
Yeah, and many of us will probably have seen this over the last couple of weeks. We are seeing prices reduce quite significantly, I suppose, you know, around €1.80, the low €1.80s in many parts of the country. Now, this is good news. This is really, I suppose, Brian, in response to three things. There's an expectation that the world, the global economy, I suppose, is heading into a recession. That'll mean there's more oil to go around. But we're also bringing on more refinery capacity in the world. Crude oil in its kind of natural state is relatively useless. You must be able to transform it into oil and petrol to make it useful. So we are seeing more refinery capacity come online at the moment. And also, I suppose there's an expectation that some kind of deal will be done with Iran in their Iranian nuclear deal. That would bring more oil onto global international markets. That would be a good thing when there's more oil available than the demand that tends to drive down prices. And I would expect prices maybe to, over the next couple of weeks, to soften to maybe €1.75 per litre as we come towards the end of August. Just was the good news from
some really good news. Thanks indeed for that. That's Paul Dean from UCC